This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, Alec Baldwin is a famous hypocrite, a famous punk. Alec Baldwin is a famous bully that likes to start fights with little guys. He's getting in trouble for it all the time, like beating up little paparazzi folks, you name it, that don't fight back. So, I, tongue-in-cheek, you know, said, hey, $1 million, your favorite charity, whoever loses, bare knuckles in a ring. Then I realized he's older than me, so I said, I'll fight you and Bill O'Reilly, too, because Bill O'Reilly said, in our next piece on sexual predators, they show a video of me screaming about something. No one's ever called me a sexual predator. I mean, if I called you that, O'Reilly, that's a big deal, man. You're the one that's settling cases of that type of stuff. So I said, it pisses me off, man. Don't sit there and call me a sexual predator. What the hell is your problem? And then he plays the part of the president. Alec Baldwin does. And then says, the black people are aliens. They're not human. Alex Jones, InfoWars told me. And then cuts the black folks all angry, going, oh, we get it. You're racist. Hey, man, I protest the KKK. I don't like racist crap. You're the people pushing it. How would Ron Perlman like it if people got on TV and said that he didn't like black people? Okay? But I know, you're Hollywood. You're entitled. You got to do what the big Hollywood bosses do, pissing on America, promoting all the anti-America crap, or you won't get roles. Okay? Hey, Perlman, little newsflash. I don't want Hollywood roles. I've been chased around, people trying to give them to me. I don't want to live in fantasy land. Okay? Understand that? In fact, I guess come out and say I'm a sexual predator or come out and say I hate black people, and then I'll challenge you to your thing. I don't think you're worth $1 million, though. I don't think it'd be big enough. Alec Baldwin did definitely $1 million in publicity, and I would have to just work on my wrist, but I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And I know you got a big head, big jaw, old guy. Some says you're tough. I tell you what, you put up $1 million, we'll do it. And I guess as you like Baldwin, you like North Korea, you like the Islamicist and the sexual mutilation women. I mean, I don't know. You just say you support the Democratic Party. You say you're into all this stuff. And you're a tough guy in movies that, you know, runs around and does all this stuff. I get it. Get it. Big movie. See, we just put the president in against all your crap. We're defeating globalism all over the world. We're mobilizing the military and the veterans to defend the president. With the major leaders and former leaders of special forces groups. You live in the world where you dress up like you're in the special forces and run around and battle demons. Well, if you were really doing that, Hellboy, Ron Perlman, you would then go and you would be fighting Hillary Clinton, who funded Islamic State to run around and kill hundreds of thousands of others. But I get it. You live in the fantasy land where your buddy can get up and say a bunch of lies about Donald Trump and myself and treat us like we're not humans. That's what psychopaths and sociopaths do. So let me act like I'm a police department and little Jenny's been kidnapped by Alec Baldwin. He hasn't literally kidnapped a little girl named Jenny and doesn't have her in a basement, but let's just hypothetically. Little Jenny has a grandma that loves her and her parents and a puppy named Toby, and she loves to play, and she's scared at night if she doesn't get put to bed by her mom, Tina. And, you know, she really is a person, and she's scared, and she'd like to come home. So listen. Just drop her off somewhere where she can get into a mall, a store, wherever, and then maybe you can just disappear and nothing's going to happen. But she's a human being, and this isn't going to go well. I mean, what are you going to do with her? It's the same thing. You're on TV saying I hate black people, and then my employees get thrown out of their apartments because of it. Or when Colbert says I hate gay people. See, we're real people, man. You can't just go lie about us so you can win your little arguments because you live in Hollywood and you read off scripts. Understand? You're messing with real people. Real people. Not Snoop Dogg acting like he's into Crips and all this stuff. Not all the punks. Not all punk-ass Hollywood financially falling in the ocean and about to fall in there seismically 12 years overdue for a megaquake. So you just breathe your smog in Hollywood and walk around and act all narcissistic with all the other punks around you. or you could actually live in a real world and try to save the Republic and make it great again. I'm told Michael Savage, the legend, is joining us straight ahead. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For the next 30 minutes, we're honored to have one of my favorite guests, and one of your favorite guests I know, Dr. Michael Savage. He's the media icon in the conservative and Americana movement. He holds a master's degree in medical botany and a second in medical anthropology. Additionally, he earned his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley in epidemiology and nutrition sciences. He is the author of 25 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers. I think it's more than that now. He earned the coveted Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine in 2007. MichaelSavage.com, MichaelSavage.WND.com. And the reason we're all here with Trump in office is our audience, Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, and Donald Trump putting out the truth, breaking down the facts, and you can see in everything Trump does and what Stephen Bannon does, Michael Savage right there. And it's not about giving him credit because he doesn't care. He doesn't need the money or the accolades. It's about what's winning and what the truth is and our superior ideology. When I say superior, they want to ban the ideology of Americana and Renaissance Because compared to theirs, I mean, it's like North Korean ideology, banning whiteboards at universities all over because someone might write something bad. That's beyond burning books. We're entering a new level all over the country. Can't wear American flags at a basketball game. It hurts the Muslims. Well, then they shouldn't be here. They are hurt by a flag. I thought you wanted to be Americans. So joining us is Michael Savage. I asked him, what do you want to talk about? We talked 30 seconds before he came on. He said, censorship. And I was like, wow, that's the first thing I wanted to hit. German official wants $53 million fine for fake news or hate posts. And that, of course, we're already getting banned in Europe. Twitter, Facebook are blocking our posts. Google kicked us off Google Ads 2 weeks ago that was set to basically be the profit we would have this year to fund our operation. We're under attack. Savage is being blacklisted. Dr. Michael Savage joins us. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Doc. I kind of set the table there. Where do you want to go first?
Who was the Nazi in Germany who pretends to be a nice guy? Who's the Nazi in Germany who wants the $53 million fine for expressing a different opinion? Who is this neo-Nazi?
That's one of the ministers, and that's one of the leaders of one of the major political parties. That's Justice Minister Heiko Maas, member of the center-left Social Democratic Party.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean center-left Social Democratic Party? The National Socialism was a center-left Social Democratic Party under Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
And we have the same thing in America now called the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party of America under the guise of fairness for all. Look, it's a war. It's a civil war, God darn it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them picking up sticks and beating up old women and calling it anti-fascism. When are the Hells Angels and the plumbers going to join the front lines and show those left-wing slime bags what fascism really looks like?
I agree. Snoop Dogg puts out a video, Viacom promotes it, saying kill the president, kill police officers. And at a certain point, we're not looking for violence, but they're organizing violence against America. I mean, when are people going to start falling down and hitting their heads so they learn they're pushing for revolution and a war? They're going to get one.
Well, Alex, we're there already. The war has started. We're in the Civil War. There's no question about it. Who's winning, though, is the question. Who is really winning? We elected the president. We allegedly own the Senate. We have the House. And we're getting nothing done. No tax cuts. Not a brick laid for the wall. What's been done? Because they're obstructionists, as you well know. So I don't want to just keep going back to Trump's war, the book, Trump's war, the book.
No, but that's it. You said a month before the election, the last time you were here, if he wins, the real war starts.
Well, the real war has started. But first, we have to look at the enemies within. The Paul Ryans. I will not defend Donald Trump no matter what. Right. What more do we need to know other than the enemy within is the enemy within? So what do we do about it? Well, for one, we stop playing nice with Paul Ryan. And we stop playing nice with Mitch the Gobbler McConnell. We understand that the left wing of the Republican Party has never gone away. The left wing of the Republican Party, in fact, is impeding Donald Trump at every turn. The left wing of the Republican Party is the Democrat Party, is the Socialist Party, USA. It's all one. As long as they get what they want, they don't care about social issues. They don't care about cultural issues. They don't care about borders, language, or culture. All they care about is feathering their own nests and feathering the military-industrial complex with another endless war.
In fact, they're in competition, aren't they, Dr. Savage, with the nation-state, the family, because that creates success and independence. They are actually at war with prosperity for the general public.
When I was 18, I read Karl Marx in its entirety, in an English translation, of course. And one of the things that struck me was one of his chief targets, Karl Marx, one of his chief targets was the family. It was the family. He said the family is a bourgeois institution that stands in the way of progress and it must be eliminated at all costs. Now enter all the social policies of the last 30 or 40 years. You'll see every last one of them aims at mother and father and child. Every policy of the left is aimed at the middle class as we know it. You'll notice that Hillary Clinton started changing her pitch in the last 4 months to middle class, middle. Remember Bernie Sanders got the message, middle class, middle. But they were anti-middle class.
I was about to say, at first they didn't have any American flags at their convention. Yeah. And then they would never, they took out in the Pledge of Allegiance, One Nation Under God. Now she's back saying, oh, God bless you, and dressed like a little old lady that's going to cook cookies for you.
Yeah, it sounds like someone on the Trump team who we won't talk about, who wears little doilies now after the splaying shot there in the Oval Office on the sofa with the legs behind it. But let's put that aside because that was just a comedic moment of insanity. Let's talk about the healthcare thing, because the first thing Castro did after becoming a communist, you remember when he took, people don't know this, that when he took power in Cuba, he said he is not a communist. He would not bring in communism. People don't remember that. I had a friend who actually went over to Cuba and got stuck there during the revolution. Bruce, I'll never forget him. But he said in the beginning it was wonderful. It seemed like liberation. Then he started killing his cohorts, and then he announced he is a communist. The next thing he did is he gave the Cuban peasants what? Health care. But where does Castro go for his health care when he needed it while he was still living? He flew in a doctor from Miami. He didn't use a Cuban doctor. The Cuban doctors are for the peasants.
That's right. Let's turn that around. They had health care before. He took their health care and made you get it from the state.
Thank you. Now, let's look at our health care. This stupid Obamacare now became Trump care. They're not really repealing it. Savage came up with a solution, which is in Trump's war, and I discussed it on my radio show yesterday.
Everybody should get the book.
Alex, listen, this is so commonsensical, no one's picked up on it. It makes so much sense that people are ignoring it. Savage says put high-risk individuals in high-risk insurance pools.
That's what my dad says, and he ran medical companies for decades.
It's if you're a driver, you pay higher rates if you had accidents. If you go for any kind of
if you're
insurance,
an astronaut, if you're a deep water welder, you pay because you're in a high-risk pool.
That's what I'm saying. So why shouldn't it apply to Trump care? High-risk individuals, high-risk pools. You have multiple sex partners every week. You go in a high-risk pool. You shouldn't pay the same as a grandmother.
You smoke three packs of cigarettes a day, you go in a high-risk pool.
Crazy. Why is this not being picked up? I hope after your show, the headline is Savage says, high-risk pools for high-risk individuals to save Trump care.
We will. That'll be that one.
I've sent it, by the way. I've sent it to Donald Trump via some internal, you know,
sure.
Routing.
By the way, I know he loves you. I talk to people that talk to him all the time. I talk to him some. He loves Michael Savage. He listens to your show. So, I mean, obviously, it makes sense. This is a much better plan. Rand Paul has a good plan that talks about the things you're saying. Why is he then going with this Paul Ryan thing?
Because politics is a compromise. He knows he has to get things done. The question is, this is too big an issue to compromise on. And it was the signature, one of the signature pieces of the campaign was, we're going to repeal Obamacare, right? Well, okay, so the people are very unhappy. And we need to gut the whole thing and start all over again. I am sick and tired of people who lead healthy lifestyles, clean lifestyles, if you want to put it that way, paying the same as illegal immigrants, who, by the way, should have no health care.
My dad and mom hadn't used their insurance in over 20 years. And as soon as this came in, they doubled their prices. And so my parents are paying higher prices, and then people that have been milking the system, they're paying lower. It's incredible.
Well, isn't that socialism? Some animals are more equal than others. Isn't that what Orwell told us about? Some animals are more
Animal
equal
farm.
Than others, Alec. We're not equal to the liberals. Because they're, you know, it's four legs good, two legs bad. We walk on two legs, they walk on four, and they're superior to us because they have four legs, Alex. George Orwell wrote it. I loved Orwell because he was a socialist in the 30s when it was very popular, until he found out what socialists were actually doing to their people. He saw Hitler, he saw Stalin, he saw the totalitarianism.
Oh, as you know, he fought, he wrote a bunch of nonfiction books, he fought in the Spanish Civil War against the Nazis, and then found out the communists were just as bad and were planning to actually just enslave. So that's why in his allegory, the pigs, at first they two legs bad, but as soon as they run the humans off, they start walking on their two legs as well, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Well, what I loved about a very obscure statement of Orwell was, if a man comes to plant the bomb in your mother's house, plant one in his mother's house first. So I 100% support Donald Trump firing drones at these throwbacks. Good idea. You know, I'm so tired of hearing about collateral damage. How about the collateral damage here in America from political correctness? We've had one piece of collateral damage after another. Do I have to go back to the incident in Orlando where all the gays were slaughtered? We've forgotten that because it's an inconvenient truth. San Bernardino, the two Muslims killed their coworkers. Inconvenient truth, the collateral damage. There's only one way to win a war, Alex. It's horrible. It's terrible. War is horrible. It's called kill them. They're never going to see it your way. And the collateral damage, unfortunately, is part of warfare.
Well, let's expand on that. Obama and Hillary. backed ISIS, backed these invasions. Trump's cleaning them out. And in these towns where the people are supposed to be refugees and come out and get checked if they're not terrorists, if they're all staying there in the towns, then they're open in war to be bombarded. That's the way it works.
Yeah, well, we can't talk about their women and children without sounding like we're mean. Unfortunately, they don't care too much about our women and children.
You mean the suicide bomber kids?
No, ISIS doesn't care much about women and children.
Exactly.
They're not fanatical Muslims. They kill moderate Muslims, women and children. They turn Yazidi girls 8 years old into sex slaves. I didn't hear Hillary, the great woman supporter, say one word while the girls were crying out for help. Not one word from that lying witch. So I don't want to get distracted.
Trump's no, I agree. Let's talk about Trump's war, what he's got ahead of him, what he needs to do, because clearly we're here. Nationalism's exploding worldwide. The socialists, the control freaks are desperate. How are they going to counterstrike? What do we do? I know the book breaks it down, the blueprint, Trump's war, his battle for America. Undoubtedly, this is it. He's trying to turn the economy back on. He's very fatalistic. He's on a mission. He's a great guy. He's not perfect. None of us are. But Trump clearly is for real. And we're moving forward. What do we do, Dr. Savage?
Well, let's take it issue by issue. Right now, the issue in the news is what? It's health care. Okay, big issue. And he's suddenly almost, the ship has come to a stall. The engines have stopped. People don't know what to do. The costs are through the ceiling. Let's come up with a commonsensical beginning. Donald Trump gives a speech tomorrow which says, I have a partial solution to the impasse. It's not perfect, but it's going to help us save billions of dollars in the short run and trillions in the long run.
High-risk pools.
Bingo! When I was 18 years old, got a driver's license, went to get insurance, had a part-time job. They told me my insurance would cost more than my dad. I went to my dad. I said, Dad, why do I have to pay more insurance than you? I'm a kid. I don't have the money. He said, because kids your age get into more accidents. Sorry. Well, guess what? I found the money. I took a second after-school job. I paid my auto insurance until I proved that I was an individual who no longer should be in the high-risk pool. That I think it was 2 years later that I was made into an adult, you know, at a regular rate.
I remember being like 22 years old, and all of a sudden my insurance went down by like half. And again, this is what it's all about: behavior. It's all about what you've done. It's all about free market. It's not about just give everything away free and then wonder why the economy blows up.
All we have to do is look at South America. How did socialism work out down there in our dear neighbor that used to be a thriving nation with a great middle class? Does anyone remember the name of the country called Venezuela? Has it been dropped from the lexicon of the left because it's a disaster and a disastrous example of what socialism actually brings as opposed to what the textbooks tell you it brings?
And by the way, they're now in road warrior level collapse. And notice you hear nothing about it. They've eaten all the farm animals. They've eaten all their pets. Literally, they're now eating people down there, reportedly.
Can you imagine they're killing animals in the zoo because there's no food? And that's socialism in action. Forget what Robert Reich, the midget from Berkeley, says, or what the seltzer man from Brooklyn, Bernie Sanders, says. These are hardcore fanatical midgets. The reality is seen in that nation where they're starving to death. That's socialism. The idiots out there who don't know this know nothing. They're the useful idiots of our time.
I totally agree. So why are the elites, except for Donald Trump, pushing socialism?
Why? Take a look at the mobs you just showed on your own screen. They're scared. They're vulnerable. They're desperate. Who do they turn to? Who do they turn
That's
to?
Right. They want slaves.
The corrupt bums in Congress will throw them a piece of bread. When you have a starving population, they're a malleable population. They'll do anything you want. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, there you go. They're starving them into submission.
And it makes you upset to see people being enslaved. I'm the same way. And then I get around leftists. They actually, a lot of them know what they're doing now, even low-level ones. Even though they're not getting power from it, they get off on burning down the country, burning down the culture. They're actually just envious of success, envious of honorableness. And there, a lot of these people are actually a cult of, you study this, you were the first to call it a mental illness. It is a mental illness, but it's also a cult.
It's a nihilistic cult. It's a cult of nihilism, which is of destruction. You could call it Satanism if you want to put it into the religious context. It's a worship of evil and darkness. It's the dark side. So it is a battle, Alex, in a metaphorical sense, between lightness and darkness. Not racial. I know everything is seen in race. No, it's not racial. It's a spiritual statement. The light and the darkness. And this transcends race, it transcends age, it transcends everything. We in the light have a huge job ahead of us, which is how to lead without getting crazy, how to lead without getting violent. It may be a task that is too great for us, Alex. We may be driven to violence. We may have to defend ourselves. We may have to stand up to these throwback left-wing vermin and get in their faces and not let them do this to the grandmothers who support Trump. These sick people on the left, these are the mentally sick degenerates of our society. But they are psychologically violent. And there's only one way to deal with them. You could try love, but I'm not Jesus. How'd that work out for Jesus? How'd love work out for Jesus? I don't know about you, Alex. I really don't want to wind up on a cross with spikes in my hand, okay?
I know this. I mean, they're on the news saying, kill me, kill you, kill Trump. I mean, we're in the weird fraternity of being the few guys that, you know, actually get attacked like he does, but obviously lesser. Saturday Night Live comes out and says, opposing Saturday as the president, and Alec Baldwin says, black people aren't humans. Alex Jones at InfoWars told me, and it cuts to black people mad. And then I actually then see post people believe now that I said that. And it's like, and then I tell Alec Baldwin I want to get in a ring with him. And then the media says, oh, I'm threatening Alec Baldwin for no reason and won't even say my full quote because he said that I hate black people. I mean, they're sick liars.
Alec Baldwin is a failed actor. He has not been in a hit in how many years? So he's reverting to what? A crappy little television show Saturday Night Dead, and his big calling card is smearing people like you. He's nobody. He's a nothing. He hates people. All he's got is hate to sell. He's a loser. I don't think you should lock on to what he said about you, but I love you challenging him to get into a ring with you. I love that. I think you'd flatten him with one blow.
Well, I mean, I'm not the toughest guy around. I've been beat up quite a bit, but I mean, I guarantee I'd win against that punk. Michael Savage, Trump's war, his battle of America. You're a hard guy to get on.
Alec, knock him out for Mike.
I'll do it. Believe me. Trump's war, his battle for America, a number one New York Times bestselling author. Tell us about the book summit. I know you're a hard guy to get on. I really hope you'll come on more and sometime really get into the, you know, your whole philosophy and, you know, where everything's going, because I used to hear you 15 years ago on the air and agree with like 80%, now agree with like 95% or 90%, you know, 98%. It's just is crazy, you know, how you warned about the left and Islam merging, and I thought they'd never do that, but they've done it, and they're just opening Europe and all of it. It's just crazy.
I said that the progressives would align with the Islamists to destroy the West. And of course, that's what's happening. And the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party is what they have become. How can you explain people of Jewish heritage in the Democrat Party so enamored of Islam? Can you explain that to me? Why is Schumer so obsessed with making certain that more Islam?
I think it's flirting with suicide. I think it's nihilistic. What you said, it's cuckolding.
Well, liberalism is a mental disorder, that we understand. But there's something else to this picture. I don't know that it's purely suicidal. It may be something else, voting blocks. I know in San Francisco.
Oh, sure, they want balkanization, but Islam isn't going to do that. Look how Erdogan's trying to threaten all of Europe to let him set up political movements inside and now threatening more refugees. I mean, he's just, it's the arrogance of these people.
It's a war, Alex, and we're losing it. Unfortunately, the West is losing. Trump is our only hope right now, and I'm not sure he's going to win without a popular movement to support him. And here's what I want to say to all those people who stabbed him for 9 months during the campaign, then suddenly became his supporters after he won. They were suddenly big Trump supporters. 2 minutes later, now they're stabbing him in the back again. Okay, it is either you're for him or you're against him. How's that? And let me explain why. Even if we only get 10 or 20% of what he promised, that's 10 or 20% more than 110 or 120% more than we would have had with the she-witch had she had won. First Amendment. He's not taking away freedom of speech. He's not taking away talk radio. She said she would do the fairness doctrine and eliminate me on the radio and others in the media like you. You'd be gone. The internet would be
gone.
They
said that was the goal.
Okay, so we have the First Amendment under Trump. Guns are not being seized. They would have been seized under Hillary.
The border is 44% down just in 50 days, the illegals.
Well, what I'm saying is we have the First and Second Amendments. Why are these people stabbing Trump in the back? I'm not talking about the progressives.
No, his own people. The Republicans.
I'm talking about the fake conservatives in the media, Alex.
Oh, you watch Fox News, it's all backhanded attacks. We should all turn against them and not support them and not watch their crap.
Have you ever been on Fox News?
years ago, and they told me I was then banned off of it. But they don't have any, that many viewers. They don't have that big a response.
Yeah, you may have a bigger audience in your time slot than the lame ducks do on the on their network.
Oh, there's no doubt you do, and I do.
I'm banned on Fox News. I'm banned in Britain. So what does that tell us about Rupert Murdoch's politics? What is Moloch really doing here? Is Moloch really supporting?
Well, Michael Savage, let me say bye to you in the break or see if you don't have another interview coming. You probably got to go. You're always just...
No, let's stay. Let's keep doing
this. Let's do it. Stay there. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Michael Savage, of course, hosts his own top radio show every day. Best-selling author of the new book, Trump's War. Writes for WorldNetDaily.com as well. MichaelSavage.com is his site. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. But he really does know his stuff across the board and has been a visionary when it comes to defending this republic. And just think about what a loss to Hillary would have been like. They were coming after the free press. They said they were coming after me by name. They were coming after everybody. All the stuff you see in Europe was going to exist. She was going to put 5 times more of these refugees into the country. It's an attempt to fully break us, Cloward and Piven. And so Michael Savage is going to give us 10 more minutes. And I said, just, you know, you take over because I'll interrupt. I want him to just stream of consciousness in Trump's war that's our war that ties into Le Pen and everybody else, where this is going, how we defeat these parasites, and how we wake up the people. Dr. Savage. All right.
Simple motto, borders, language, culture. Without that, there is no nation, period. Hillary, Democrats want to dissolve the borders. Isn't that what they wanted, open borders? Isn't that what the snake Obama did? Yes, no borders. Oh, language? Oh, English is just another language. It's not the language of the land. Culture? You have no culture. The third world has superior culture. You Americans are cultureless. You have no class. Screw them all. Borders, language, culture, that's what defines America and every nation on earth. Every nation on earth is defined by a border the same way a human cell or an animal cell is defined by a cell membrane. How many times do I have to say the same thing? God knows that even a plant cell has a cell wall. Without a cell wall, there's no differential between the cells in a plant. Same with nations. Same with people. Don't you love this, Alex? I was thinking about this in my sleep. The liberals want to dissolve borders, meaning they want to dissolve the national identity. We should have no self-respect for our nation. But we should have total self-esteem if we're a junkie or a sexual deviant. The sicker you are in America, you're supposed to have self-esteem no matter what you do. Right? Self-esteem, if you're a drug addict, why should you have self-esteem? You're a loser. Okay, what do you mean self-esteem if you're a drug addict? You have no self-esteem. You're a nobody.
They want to get rid of excellence. They want to get rid of competition.
Well, that's affirmative action, which is a way to dissolve excellence. But let's not go into that little topic for now. Borders, language, culture. That's the essence of a national identity. If you want an individual to have individual pride in his achievements or her achievements, you should have the same for a nation. This is a great, exceptional nation. And that's what we're supposed to have under Donald Trump. National pride, America first. And that is why the left is going berserk, because they thought they had it done. It was over. They owned every country on earth with rare exception. They almost had it all. They almost had all the marbles. They almost had America. They thought it was a lock. They thought she was going to win. The only thing to knock down would have been all Russia. And we'll go into that at another time, why they hate Russia so much. There are many more elements to this than meet the eye. But once they had America, who was left? Israel? Nothing. A fly on the wall. A nationalist nation, Jewish identity. I can get rid of that one easily. Russia would have been a little harder, but they would have gotten rid of that too. One world, new world order. Here we go. The USSR is back. Only now it's the USS of A run by a bunch of degenerate child molesters in Brussels. That we almost lost it, Alex. And that's why the illegitimate, perverted left is going insane. Have you seen the people who make the most noise at these riots, the anti-Trump riots? They're usually radical lesbian feminists. Sorry to say it the way it is. Have you noticed that or not? Am I allowed to say that, or is that going to cause some damage?
You can say whatever you want here. It's the First Amendment.
Have you seen that they're mostly insane women? Never mind lesbianism. I'm talking about the most extreme form.
Sure. You don't dislike anybody. I don't. You wrote books about that 40 years ago. The point is that
I dislike a lot of people, and I dislike a lot of behavior.
Exactly. So let's talk about it.
And I dislike a lot of lifestyles. Yes, I do. No, I don't like everybody. I don't like everybody. You can quote me on that. They could put it on Saturday Night Live. No, I don't like everybody. Why? They behind the scenes, they love everybody?
No, they don't.
Okay. Human beings discriminate by nature, by the way. We all know that. See, fortunately for me, I'm a cultural anthropologist prior to becoming a doctorate in epidemiology and nutrition. I've lived in the third world, and something I discovered in every village I ever went to in the third world and lived there was every human being has built-in prejudices. Even in their own village, they have judgment of other people.
It's basic tribalism. It's basically what restaurant's better than another.
That's true. How do you make a decision other than judging other people?
When I say you love everybody, I mean you don't hate somebody because of what color they are, but then you can differentiate how that individual or group behaves, then make a statement on that.
It's not even the issue. The issue is we all discriminate, and America is the greatest nation on the earth. Let's start with that discrimination. Our nation is the greatest nation on earth. I love America. I am an immigrant's son. I don't want to live in any other nation. I don't want this nation to start looking like the third world that it is becoming in so many parts of America. If you flood in tens of millions of illegal aliens, what is it going to look like? Why are they not looking to make themselves be like Americans, speak like Americans, act like Americans? Why do they glorify the hellhole they came from? Why do they wave their stupid, ugly flags at our sporting events? I don't want to see Mexican flags at a sporting event. You know, if you waved an American flag at a Mexican sporting event, you'd be killed. You realize that, of course, I'm sure. So, no, we have to create some new laws here to defend our nationalism and start putting people in jail. The protesters, Don't get me started on Berkeley right across the bay. It's my alma mater. It's where I earned my doctorate.
Beating up women everywhere, and the media then turns it around, and Robert Reich goes on TV and says, the Trump people attacked.
I saw, well, he's a sick midget. We know that. He's a mental midget. He's a tenured loser. What does he make, $150,000, $200,000 a year for espousing boiled-over Marxism to the poor children? What, does he have one student a year? But let's put him aside. He's nobody. He never made it anywhere. You know, after government, what did he have left? Zero. He's not the issue. I have my problems with the no police action in Berkeley. There's no mayor in Berkeley. There's no leadership in Berkeley. The police stood on the side. All the capons that they put in police uniforms over there. Well, what's the gun in the club for? To beat up the protesters or to protect them? Anyway, again, Berkeley is just a fly on the wall. It's nothing. Trump's war is my fight. It's my battle. It's my last document in his battle for America. I'm not doing any more political books, Alec. Alex, the next book I'm going to do is the God book. It's on the contract for next year. God willing, I'll still be here. Trump's economic war. Let's skip that. War to repeal Obamacare, Chapter 3. Hello, I have a whole chapter, Trump's war for our borders, Trump's culture wars, war to restore the military, war against the war machine, war against the rhinos. Hello, Paul Ryan. War to restore real science. Let me pause right there. A couple of weeks ago, I was at Mar-a-Lago. I took a chance on going. I don't like to travel, but I was told Donald Trump might be there. I was invited to dinner by the gentleman who runs Newsmax, Chris Ruddy. I went to that dinner. Laura Ingraham was there. I love her. She's great. I'm sure you'll like Laura. No comment, but I like Laura.
Yes.
No, she's a terrific woman.
I'll start interrupting, Michael. I'm going to run over you. I want to hear what you have to say.
No, I know you. You're better than me.
I'm the famous interrupter. No, so watch out.
I won't trigger you.
Yeah.
There was a guy on radio who used to be in the Air Force. If you said anything to do with air in the middle of whatever you're saying, aileron, wing, he was off and running about his years in the Air Force.
Exactly. Like you in boats, ships, yeah.
There are certain things that do it to me. Anyway, so I go to the dinner. I didn't know if Donald would be there. No one knows. He's president. Well, he walks in, Secret Service. I get up from the table, and my host says, don't get up. Don't approach the president. I said, hey, I'm an immigrant son. I didn't get where I am by listening to anyone. Be quiet. I go up to Donald Trump. I shake his hand. I say, Mr. President, I'm so happy that you are our president. Michael Savage puts his arm around me. He says, I wouldn't be president without this guy. Now, look,
That's awesome.
Love Donald Trump. I thanked him for saying that. It meant, Alex, I got to tell you something. I needed that. I loved it. And we talked for a few minutes. He came over to the table, met my family. He says, you guys are invited to dinner in the White House. He's a little too busy for me to follow up on it. Not that important. What's important is what happened later on. I sent the message to his aides that I'd like an opportunity to speak with him for a few minutes on fake science, fake medicine. I said, you know what fake news is, Mr. President? I said, let me speak with you a few minutes about fake science, how we could save billions of dollars. About an hour later, message comes back, the president would love to see you. Sit down. Melania, who is not only the greatest first lady since Jackie Kennedy.
Super gorgeous, super smart.
She's great. Oh, she speaks four languages. How can these loser left-wing fanatics put this woman down? She's not only elegant, she's got a great soul and a great mind. Listen to this. That day, if you remember, he spoke at Melbourne, Florida, and she gave a speech before him where she read the Lord's Prayer. And I said to her, Mrs. President, I said, I was so moved by your reading the Lord's Prayer today. I had tears in my eyes, and I said, I know why you did it. I think you did it because you came from a communist country where God was dead. God was not allowed to be mentioned. And you wanted to say that with us, God is back. And she smiled and nodded. And then she got up and left. And Mr. Trump said to me, no one knew what she was going to say. It was purely spontaneous. Wasn't it beautiful? And I'm telling you, she was given zero credit for that by the, quote, feminists in the media.
Well, she's also under massive attack. Evil is after her and her family. She's up there calling on God for protection, just like Trump did in his inauguration. Calling for God, having pastors, rabbis, you name it up there. All these things that have been attacked, all these things that have made us great, he's bringing it back in, the covenant, the providence, which is real. George Washington knew it. Andrew Jackson knew it. Whether you believe in God or not, folks, you don't ask God for protection, the evil comes in. He speaks to that, Doctor.
What I learned from the Israelis is it's wonderful to believe in God. It's nice to have a Bible in one hand and an Uzi in the other.
Exactly.
Because the Jews learned that just having a Bible and a talis got them an oven. All I got was an oven job for that one. You know, God can only do so much. God helps those who help themselves.
No, I agree. You got to ask God for the divine protection and then take action.
Thank you. And then have God within you in your battle. God can't fight for you. I think he's parted all the Red Seas that he can possibly part. I think God's tired.
I agree. Before you go, get back to this amazing, I think this is news when I get this out. I talked to Ruddy last week, and he talked about how you were there, and it was a great meeting with the president, but he didn't go into details. He's all, you know, zip-lipped about that. But I know the president, you know, I mean, I heard about the conversations. I didn't get the details. So let's talk about this great dinner you have with the president, Michael Savage and Trump. I mean, I know a lot was probably off record, but wow.
Well, the truth is he had me over. It was allegedly to talk about fake science. I was going to tell him about how he's got to put someone into the CDC and NIH who are real scientists rather than politicians. But I didn't do that. I sat down with him and he ate dessert. I don't eat dessert. That's why I'm still living. I eat no sweets. He put out a huge plate of ice cream and chocolate syrup.
That's what he does.
Which I keep talking about it. I said, well, President Trump, I don't eat sweets, but if the president eats sweets, I eat sweets. So the first time since I was 8 years old, I just ate that ice cream and ate the syrup. And you know what we mainly talked about? People don't believe it. The old neighborhood. He grew up in Queens, New York. I grew up in Queens, New York. He grew up in the, quote, rich part of Queens. I grew up across the
street. Well, you're a blue-collar millionaire, and so is he. So you guys are kind of kindred spirits.
Well, I'm not.
Come on. You don't ever brag. Let's just, you were very, before you ever got in talk radio, you'd made fortunes upon fortunes. Let's just not brag here, but.
Let's put it this way. I haven't done badly, but it's my family that's gone 1,000 times beyond me. And that's the American way,
yes.
Alex.
From your dad in that little shop, dying at work, to you, to then your son and everything.
Right. I did a little better than my father, a lot better. He did a little better than his immigrant father. My son did 1,000 times better than I am. I'm blessed. I'm lucky. But I read Cahil Gibran. I take no credit for my son's success. I do not own my children. We must remember that. People say, oh, you must be so proud of what you've done with your children. I said, I didn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? They are their own people. Although my son says to me, Dad, take credit for who I am. He said, you made me. He said, you created me.
Well, you're a big part of it, but they are their own person to have the initiative to do it.
I pity the people whose children wind up, you know, on the rocks or go bad. You know, it's nothing to...
Isn't it the most satisfying thing in the world to see your children successful?
Well, I don't know what could be better than that. I mean, what do we want? We want them to be well and be healthy and all of that. To me, the health is the main thing, and that they do well financially is also great. But what's important is that we have continuity after this generation. So many kids in that generation will not get married.
I agree. If we have freedom, but then it fails for others, I feel that continuity, that continuum. If we fail in the future, we failed. We've got to do it, absolutely. And so few people, they think being greedy and selfish, only caring about themselves and not being politically involved is how you get ahead. No, that's how you get hell on earth.
We have to create a safe haven for our grandchildren. Not our children, but our children's children. That's what we should be working on right now, our children's children.
What are you doing?
Because our children's children, many of them won't even get married. They're so intimidated by the social forces against family, against normalcy, they won't even get married. They're afraid to raise a child in this society.
Cult.
Who could blame them in a way when you look at the psychopaths in the schools? You almost need to send your children to school with a guard to make sure their brains aren't beaten up every day. Okay, but let's not go into education.
We've only got a minute or two left, and in closing, I've got to ask you, you're right. It's Trump's war. It's our war. It's nationalism. It's the return of prosperity. Just common sense, not left or right. I mean, it's there. And people, you know, the war isn't over. It's just begun. We've all got to be more involved than ever. Soros is doubling the amount of money he's putting out.
Soros needs to be tried. Soros has, in my opinion, committed many crimes. Soros has meddled in elections. We keep hearing about Russia meddling in elections.
He should be locked up for being a Nazi collaborator 65 years ago.
Let's put that aside. No one will ever believe that. But they will come to understand with a Senate hearing how this emigre immigrant to America gave $65 million to the violent Black Lives Matter movement. And I have 5 pages in Trump's war. You have to see this, Alex. I don't know if you saw this. I named every subversive group in America that received money from George Soros. Listen to me. This is the most important part of the book. You triggered me now. Remember I said don't say anything about an airplane? All you got to do is say Soros, and I'm off and running at the races.
Me too.
I have 5 pages of every group in America that receives money from this man. These are the groups that need to be investigated with the new UAC, House of Un-American Activities Committee. Do you know how that would scare your friends in Hollywood, Alex? A new UAC? They'd scream, blacklist! 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 I'm on the blacklist. They put me on it.
They admit you can't even fly to England.
You're on a blacklist.
Yeah.
They've already created a... They're afraid of really being put on a blacklist where they belong for subverting the United States.
And by the way,
States
we're not the
Earth.
Authoritarians. They're the ones saying arrest us, kill Trump. They started the fight. They drew first blood. In fact, I want to ask you about that in the few minutes we have here. Again, the book's available everywhere, Trump's War. It's an act of resistance. Get it for yourself. Read it. Get a couple copies. Pass it on to friends and family. But I got to ask, as the crew's asking, is that a Mongol general, a Chinese general? Is that a Hun? That is really cool statue you've got behind you.
Oh, yeah, he is great. I bought him in an antique store, and I look at it for a couple of reasons every day. You know what one of them is? You notice he doesn't have any sharp abs. You notice he's got a stomach on him?
Yes.
All the old Chinese warriors were stocky guys like you, Alex. I explained to my audience yesterday, if they had low body mass, you know, fat, they'd be dead. With a scratch, they'd bleed to death. All these guys
were... That's right. The old Roman gladiators were fat, too, because the fats would keep... Yeah, tell folks about that, doctor.
Yeah, well, that's right. If you got cut, you didn't bleed to death. It also absorbed the shock of battle. This absurdity of these skinny guys with abs showing, they're not going to live long. Most of them are going to burn out, number one. Number two, it's not the normal human form for a middle-aged man to be that thin. Maybe I'm justifying all the ice cream I don't eat. But, Alex, the truth is, that man behind me, there he is, left arm, look at him. That's a true depiction of the Chinese warriors, probably of medieval times. You'll notice his stomach, Alex. That's a good metaphor for what we should be looking like today. Look at his face, Alex. Does it look mean and lean like a fake Hollywood tough guy? No, it looks like a Chinese warrior of the Middle Ages. So it's a metaphor to me of doing battle every day.
He also looks happy. He's smiling. He's not acting tough.
Well, he's probably going to go home to a concubine or seven and not a plate of ice cream. They didn't eat ice cream in those days, but probably ate a lot of duck. I would assume he had a lot of duck on the menu over there in China in those days. I know he wasn't a vegan. Veganism was not heard of in China, by the way.
Well, let me say this in closing. I know you don't give hardly anybody interviews, although they're like 10 minutes long. So I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you, Dr. Savage. The book's Trump's War, michaelsavage.com. I just can't believe every day, because I'm not out to get people. I don't like con artists. You don't like con artists. That the left, because I don't like the Republicans either. Like you say, the biggest threat is the rhinos. But at least they know what's going on. How are we ruled by Pelosi that thinks George W. Bush is still in office at press conferences? And Maxine Waters, the same press conference, says Russia invaded Korea, not North or South. I mean, it makes me feel pathetic that we're ruled by such mental midgets. And how they have all these minions and how this just keeps going on forever when all Trump and you and everybody are doing is trying to have prosperity and freedom. I mean, we're good guys. We really know policy. We're really promoting freedom. We really want to have a country. And then there's all these jerks. I can't believe it's almost like a hallucination that we're ruled by these mental patients.
Well, you brought up again two names that trigger me. Don't say Pelosi to me without expecting 10 minutes of Michael Savage. She's one of the richest women in the world. Her fortunes have greatly increased since she's been in Congress, and she acts like she's one of the disruptors at the riots in Berkeley. Who does she think she is fooling? But it comes back to the illegal aliens voting. Here in San Francisco, the ballot has been in seven languages for over 15 years. End of story. It's why the average American middle-class voter in California has been hijacked. We have no representation. It's non-citizens who are voting. The unions brought them in, etc. So that's how Pelosi is in office. She's a complete fraud and a laughingstock. If we get voter ID laws in place, none of these people can win again. Number one, as far as Maxine Waters goes, just the words Maxine Waters themselves, when you say Maxine or Waters now, it now stands for something other than the name of a woman. It becomes an active verb rather than a noun.
It's like noun. Live sewage? Or what?
Well, if you say Maxine Waters, it does no longer means a person's name. It means an idiot who doesn't understand her own language, a woman who can't finish a sentence, a jackass that makes no sense whatsoever. So I say, oh, don't pull a Maxine Waters on me, or look at that Maxine Waters. This is ridiculous. You don't even have to have a fifth grade.
So if you see like a rabid dog, you say, oh, my God, look at that poor Maxine Waters.
Look at the fact that she brought up Donald Trump and the alleged sex affair with the prostitutes again.
Piffgate.
She's crazy. This is what the Democrats
They admit that whole thing's fake.
And that's the best thing they can revert to is a fake news story. Look, Alex, the big battle is here. It's now. We're in it. The battle lines have been drawn. The barricades are up.
Never go full Maxine Waters.
They're throwing bricks at us. They're beating up old women and old men. And we're not fighting back. When did the gloves come off, Alex?
That's the final point. I appreciate the time. I sit here because I've never called for violence. I've never called for stuff, like they do against us. But when every newspaper, every major entertainer is like saying, kill Trump, kill this person, go out and attack Trump supporters. And I'm like, if somebody comes over and I've already had this kind of halfway happen, like we're slapping back of the head or whatever, some guy like showed me a gun he had. It's like, hey, listen, this is the real world. You're like writing checks you can't cash. They're messing with people that actually built the country, work and do stuff. And I just don't get all these wimps trying to pretend they're about to have a war with us. So I ask you, how long does Trump sit there and put up with it? Because, quite frankly, I don't know what to do.
Oh, I have many answers. Believe me, I'm not throwing my hands up. There are laws on the books. You cross state lines to provoke a riot, you go to jail. It's a violation of federal law put in place after the riots of the 60s. That's number one. Number two, you got to defund all the groups that Soros is funding. You got to put in voter ID laws in every state of the union because we have a new man in the Justice Department who can do it. That's why they try to stop him. Voter ID laws will save us. End the funding of sanctuary cities. They'll start self-deporting, and the cities will capitulate as Miami did because they cannot live without federal money. There are things that can be done with the budget alone that will save this nation.
And you need to be there, and I need to be there, like Stephen Bannon said, to put pressure on. They need the pressure there to give them cover from the neocons and from the rhinos and the Democrats to get the agenda through. And I know you've got your own radio show coming up very soon, michaelsavage.com. And what is it? I mean, it's one of the top shows in the world. Tell folks how they tune into your show.
Well, it's on a big radio stations, but streaming-wise, it's the number one talk radio streaming show in America. I hate to boast, but I will, because if I don't, who will? According to TalkStream Live, my show has a 25 share of all people listening to talk radio at any time on their iPhones or devices. Rush Limbaugh has a 13.7 share at the last analysis. I'm not knocking, I'm just saying it's an enormous audience that's not reflected. But, Alex, I am subject to advertising boycotts.
I know.
And have been for the last. You want to talk about blacklists? The ad agencies that control radio?
I know.
Five of them control all the ads. They've put me on a blacklist for 22 years.
No. They're trying to keep what's popular from getting to the people. And it's crazy how ratings sometimes don't even count.
Well, I've talked to a big antitrust lawyer about them. They don't know what's coming, Alex. Stay tuned. Within the next year, you may see a revolution in radio when Michael Savage brings the antitrust actions against the agencies that have boycotted.
Please, I want to join with you because I've been through the same stuff. And I've also, Google just says, you're fake. You can't advertise with us. It's like literally like Nazi Germany. Everybody overuses it where they Jews advertise it first.
Alex, I've had dinners with the biggest antitrust attorney in America. He happens to be a lifetime Democrat, but he hates monopolies. He despises the big guy crushing the little guy. Stay tuned. The game may just change in the courts. We may take them on where they live the strongest.
Awesome. Trump's war. Thank you, Michael Savage, for the time.
Thank you, Alex. Love it. Bye now.
Thank you. That was a powerful hour. I skipped two breaks because it was so powerful. Those are network breaks, but it's okay. And support our broadcast as well. We don't bitch. He doesn't like to complain. I don't either. We're under ridiculous attack. Everybody wants somebody to stand up, get involved, take action. We're doing it. InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping ends today. We have the Trump-Pence 2020 shirts to go out there and trigger the commies and the rest of them. We have a lot of other great products. 50% off on the nutraceuticals. We send you promo codes. You sign up for free newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter. And so much more. We need your support. We're your prayers. But just spread the links to InfoWars.com/show and sign up for the podcast and more. That's how we beat the computers, the algorithms, and those trying to block us. All right. Third hour straight ahead. Your phone calls and more.
Visit GCNLive.com today.